from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
George Kittle on 95.7 The Game today. What we do not see from Brock Purdy is sort of the basis of this comment. The guys asked him, like, what is it that makes Brock so good? Take a listen.
What you don't, what, like, you guys don't get to see is one thing I've always talked about that, like, I think is what elevates, like, just something that elevates quarterbacks or different quarterbacks is when you step in the huddle and, like, your voice and your presence gets the attention of all 10 other guys in the huddle. Because, like, I've been in a lot of huddles my entire career, and, like, while I love all the quarterbacks that I've played with, some of them are just, like, they've got it, whatever that is. And he steps in the huddle, and all 10 eyes are on him. Everybody's looking at him. And, like, just his confidence that he speaks these plays with, how his understanding of the offense, like, he gets it all, like, just in those 5 to 10 seconds that you're in this huddle. And just, like, I don't know if it's inspiring, but I think it's more of a – his confidence makes everybody else in the huddle more confident in themselves. And when you're in a huddle with Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel – and you're making them more confident than they already are. Holy cow. That's wow. That is something that is very, very good for the 49ers.
I don't know about you, Dibs. The two things that stand out, one is the thing I already mentioned, which is, like, again,
yep,
the center of the huddle is Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel. That's how this team views him. It's why they carry the boombox on the field.
Not Spencer.
And not Brandon.
Right.
Yeah.
Not Jake. Not Christian, you know.
Dominic.
Sure.
But the other thing he says, and maybe this is at the center of the Brock Purdy conversation that has unfolded for 2 years and no doubt will continue, which is that, like, what makes him a great quarterback is largely stuff that's harder to see.
Exactly.
And so when people go, well, he'll never be elite, I guess everybody needs to define what the hell is elite. Like, if you are you only wooed by great athleticism and a rocket arm and all of those things? Or, you know, again, to comp him to Tom Brady, which is beyond unfair and ridiculous, but from a functionality standpoint, I do see a comp, which is that it took Tom years for people to really understand his greatness, because there's nothing that stands out when you just watch him drop back and throw a ball.
Exactly. Arm strength? No. Mobility? No. Lateral quickness? No. Intangibles? Well, yeah. And so let's talk about what makes a good quarterback. And that's where George Kittle is trying to remind everybody what makes a good quarterback. And for them, the other 10 eyes in the huddle, and it's actually 20 eyes, which I hate to correct him. What he meant was 10 guys or 20 eyes.
Set of eyes, yes.
Whatever. I'm not trying to dwell on that. But when you get in the huddle, and Brock actually has talked about this, how it took him a little bit of time to get into that mode where you get in the huddle and it's like, oh my God, there's Deebo and Trent and George and all these guys, and I've got 8 seconds or 5 to 10 seconds to get the play, deliver the play, and sell the play to them. Because you can't go in the huddle and say, it's going to be 42 slant left on, I don't know, guys, what do you think, 2?
You go there and you go there.
Get open. Break.
Ready.
Totally.
Break.
You have to go in there and command it and sell it. It's kind of a little bit of door-to-door salesmanship when you get in that huddle. You got to let them know that the play that you've received is a play that you believe in, and then you sell it to them and in a certain way, and you command it, and then you get to the line of scrimmage, And then you get into your cadence, and then you have to dissect what's going on with the defense. And then all that is nothing until you get the ball and then make it happen. So it's a lot of confidence that you have to have, like fake it till you make it a little bit when you're in the huddle.
The great Mark Grandy, who spells his name with a C, which is weird.
Yeah.
Just moments ago, I think, now this is what we talk about. This is an activation sensation.
That's a buck.
This is somebody being engaged in listening to
the content.
And what Dibs with 1B is saying, because you're talking about how Brock talked about the difficulty of like kind of graduating into a leadership role in this group of stars. And by the time you were done with the statement, he had already popped onto my screen exactly when Brock said this from the TK show a month ago.
It's not like I've walked in and go, all right, year three, my third year playing here. Now this is my responsibility. No, it's been something over time that, you know, I think I've earned the respect of the guys here by the things that I've done, just how I carry myself and in a humble manner. And they want to go to war with that kind of guy. And so it's sort of just naturally come about. But for me, it doesn't mean change or be a rah-rah guy, but be myself and be that competitive leader by nature. And guys want to follow that and go to war with that. So that's how I look at it.
Okay, there's Brock on the subject. Here's Kyle Shanahan on the subject, and especially focusing on the fact that this offseason has been kind of the first normal offseason for Brock Purdy. This was from just last week.
When you've done what you've done on the field, it's always easier. I mean, I don't care how you are, if no matter what type of leader or how you want to command or demand things from people. If you haven't had much success on the field, that doesn't last very long. And he did that as a rookie, but then he was so caught off just trying to come back from his injury. Now, after having a second year in where he had an unbelievable year, he's in a much more natural position to do it. I think he does do it naturally. But the team, based off of what he's done, he's earned their respect on the field, and they know him as a guy inside and out, and no one respects him one more as a person than how much they respect Brock.
Hey, what do you think about this? I don't know why this is the first time this has crossed my mind, but listening to you guys talk on this, I sort of in my mind made a comp from Brock Purdy to Brandon Pajemski. I think that there's at least some similarities on the surface. When you look at them, their athletic ability does not fly off of the screen. You're sort of like, huh, why is the coach like him so much? What's going on there? But then there's all these little intangibles that are happening out there that maybe we don't see that coaches do. And the team really responds to their surprising confidence. Like, they walk into the room and you're not like, well, that guy's got swagger. It doesn't look like that at all. But something's happening behind the scenes where you're like, good Lord, this dude walks into the room, owns it, shies away from nothing, and sort of seems to be like really mentally grasping things at a quick level. I feel like, I mean, obviously there's differences and there are different sports.
I get it.
But there's a little bit of like why the coach gravitated to these players right out of the gate, kind of a surprising thing from both players.
I think it is in part, the connection is what they had to go through to even get to where they got as professionals. Brandon Pajemski went to Illinois, I believe, and it didn't work out. Then he went to Santa Clara and balled out, and he got the confidence of being able to play in the Division I level and came to the Warriors and had that self-confidence and that moxie. And right away, you didn't shy away from it, even though you're going to a team that had four-time champions around him, and you played like you belonged and you went at people right away. And so you kind of earned that respect. And for Brock Purdy, you went through 4 years in Iowa, at Iowa State, where you took it on the chin a lot, but you went through everything and you saw everything at a high D1 level. And you didn't have a ton of team success, but you learned and you grew and you got to this spot and you were QB3 fighting to just make the team. And next thing you know, you rise to QB1 and you get out there and you realize this is my time to shine, and you play with confidence and you go out and have success, and it builds on it itself. Yeah. And I think about Draymond Green that same way, where, yeah, he was successful at Michigan State and he was, you know, drafted, second round draft pick, but he's always played with that chip on his shoulder, but he's never shied away from the moment or never had any doubt that he belonged in this league.
By the way, a 415 texting and Xfinity Mobile text line. I'd like to thank them for that. There's one more overlap comparison with Brock Purdy and Brandon Pajemski. Same initials.
There you go.
BP.
Yep.
And Pajemski, for one, likes to be called BP.
Poughkeepsie Kid.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go. I don't know if Brock Purdy likes to be called BP.
Not sure.
We should try that this year, see what happens.
Maybe.
Okay.
And he's getting too big now for nicknames other than, Brockster's Millions, as we are going to talk about as the season gets on, and talk about just how much that man's going to make.
BP also stands for Beer Provider, which he was at the Luke Combs concert in the offseason.
And so. British Petroleum, maybe the most famous of the BPs out there.
Yeah, good call.
Yes, and shout out Brian Posadas, my former volleyball player at St. Joseph's Notre Dame. He's a P1 listener. BP's always listening.
Also, Brian Peacock, who covers the 49ers. I ran into at McInnes Golf Range just a couple of months ago. Very nice person.
And if you happen to see him again, let him know he's welcome. He can thank me at any time for helping to give him that little nudge along the way.
I had no idea.
He was an intern once upon a time.
He was the 288th Bay Area media member whose career got started by Dan Dibley with 1B.
He was just a young little BP eating value packs at the time.
You got a problem with value packs?
Not a thing. Give him the nudge he needed.
Hey, did Kittle cuss on the show this morning?
Wait a minute.
He did.
That's my guy.
Well, so I'm looking at this.
Was it a Casey
board.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm looking at this. This is so funny. And for our listeners, like, so there's this board in front of me.
Yeah, thank you.
There's a board in front of me that has like some specific comments that the people have made earlier in the day. So I got some stuff from George Kittle. And this one says, how Brock works to improve himself. But then in parentheses next to it, it says, clean. It's as if you're playing Express Yourself by NWA, but the clean version.
Gotcha.
So this is George Kittle, how Brock works to improve himself. Clean radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Edit.
Him in a huddle's fantastic. He's an incredibly hard critic on himself. Like, he'll have a pass, he'll come, like, if he didn't like it, hey, what were you thinking on that? Like, I didn't like your angle out of this. Or, hey, that was a ball. I'm really sorry about that. Like, I'm going to put that on you. Or, hey, we need to figure out, you know, you're going to sit in the zone. Let's figure that out. So the next time we have that opportunity, we'll be 100% on it. And he's just so efficient with that, and I just really appreciate that about him.
You know what I appreciate about George Kittle? Not only did he fire an S-bomb on 95.7 The Game, he didn't even break stride.
Exactly.
Like, it didn't even... There was no, like, whoops, sorry, I'm on the radio. Just rolled right through it to the finish line.
Sorry about that. It was a Schmidt ball, and that's him talking about Brock Purdy. That was him swearing on behalf of Brock Purdy. Although Brock doesn't strike me as a cuss guy. He's definitely
I think Brock is sneaky.
A big man of the big fan of the upstairs, the man upstairs.
But, I mean, so is Steph. Don't you think Steph, like, drops a few when he's talking trash on the court?
I wonder.
I bet he does.
Yeah.
I don't think these guys are the angels we think they are. And by the way, that you're not an angel if you drop S-bombs.
It's fine.
Yeah,
I guess.
You and I have had this conversation. I don't even know what makes a cuss word a cuss word.
Right.
Why is that a bad word? Why?
Exactly. And it really isn't.
Why?
And we've talked about this before. For example, the C word, which you can't even really say. You can't even talk about the C word.
Well, I was,
but the C word in Scotland means like buddy.
Oh.
Like, you're late, you see? Seriously. It's like bro or dude.
You better be careful.
I'm being very careful, Mark. In fact, I'm being very careful. But if you go to Scotland, they use that word like, dude, you're late.
I have been to Scotland. And nobody used that word.
Then you were
but
not.
But I wasn't anybody's brother.
You were not in the pubs. Well, you were not hanging with the people.
No, I was. I got down in the pubs at midnight.
Let's go to Dibs, half in the bag.
I've told you that they sing the national anthem at midnight. The whole bar just stops, and they sing the national anthem, and they're wasted.
Mm.
And it's hysterical. I never heard that word.
Yeah, you need to
go back.
Yeah, you do.
I need to go back. Bring it back, y'all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.